Oh, yeah. Some have said we're the sexiest morning show in America.
Okay. Who said that?
Nobody, actually, but I thought I'd throw it out there and see if anybody would buy it. We have the sexiest jobs according to Tinder and Bumble. In November, they did a little research, and they got feedback from the different profiles they have, and it included people's education and what their profession, like what they did for a living. And the users opted in to take this, this test, and they collected the data, figuring like who made the most connections and the most right swipes. So let's
start.
So
according to what? So according to however many matches they had, they were able to determine what?
They were just figure out which one was the sexiest.
Oh, which careers are the sexiest?
Right. Yep, resulted in the most swipes and things. They assume that's sexy.
Okay, so for men and women?
Yep, let's see here. Number one for men was if a guy was a pilot, that was the number one thing he could be. And a lady, a physical therapist. Oh, yeah, rehab that leg of mine.
Fly into my tunnel.
I heard it's a large tunnel. Now, hey, here's my question. Do pilots do it for you, like that man in a uniform kind of with the captain's hat, or is that like that's your dad?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend's a fighter pilot.
I think pilots are extremely sexy. I think they have been since like the beginning of airplanes. They will always be sexy. Yeah,
for sure.
But there's some ugly pilots too. Am I wrong? I mean, they're not
there's ugly people in every profession.
Well, honestly, and I believe there probably are ugly pilots. I don't know if I've ever seen one.
I've seen every pilot I've ever seen.
Is handsome. I mean, they might be older and out of my age range, but like they're at least handsome.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio and Catch Me If You Can does not count for this, Liv.
Yeah, I know. So what about Denzel Washington in that one movie where he was on drugs and he flipped the plane over and landed it? For men and women, number two, founder, entrepreneur for men and like an interior designer for women. That doesn't do it for me. I don't care if a woman's an interior designer.
I was going to say, I feel like that's a girl would think another girl was cool for having that job. I can't imagine a guy thinking that's hot.
I think a guy can because like it makes her seem put together. She has good taste, which normally guys don't have good taste, so they want to rely on a woman for that.
But you know what I think is interesting is that an interior designer is a very feminine job.
Yeah.
Maybe that it's just the more feminine your job is, a guy is more attracted to it.
But then a physical therapist is not at all.
That's true.
All right, how about this one? No surprise. If you were a firefighter, that was the number three thing on there. Ladies loved it.
Oh, Producer Porkchop used to be a firefighter.
I was once a volunteer firefighter, yes.
What was your saying? Ooh. Find them hot, leave them wet, or something like
first
that?
First in. No, ours was first in, last out.
I don't know if that was yours, Porkchop.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Liv.
I will say, if I was on Tinder or Bumble and I saw that someone was a founder or CEO, I would swipe left because I'd be like, I don't know about that. I feel like people who say they're founder and CEOs are just not doing anything with their lives and like trying to like live off of their Instagram.
All right, can we talk about the final one here that blows my mind? For men, they're saying this is most attractive, like women would find a man attractive if they're a TV/radio personality.
Wait, is that real?
That's number five on this list.
Get out of town.
And I'm not even on Bumble or Tinder. Imagine if I got on there, this thing would be like number four, number three.
Oh my gosh. A TV radio guy is number five?
Now, you know what's interesting to me, though? That didn't have that for women. So,
wow.
Alex and Liv?
That doesn't surprise me.
Maybe you can step your game up a little bit over here. Help out the radio biz.
Is it the same on Grindr?
Only you would know that one.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.